answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Oh, I love a new phone tap. Garrett, what's your phone tap about today?
Well, Emily wants to play a phone tap on her boyfriend, Drew. Now, Drew placed an order for flowers a month in advance so that he would definitely have flowers on Valentine's Day for his girlfriend, Emily. So Emily thought it would be great if she could pretend that the flowers weren't delivered. So that's how we got our phone tap today.
All right, here we go. The phone tap.
Hello?
I'm looking for Drew, please.
Yeah, this is Drew.
Drew, hi. My name is Blake from ZeroOutSuch.com. I see that you have a few emails that you sent over, and I'm just returning your emails. What can I do for you?
Yeah, what's going on is the flowers never came. Like, I spent $150 on the flowers. They never showed up. And I spent extra money to make sure that they were there by 9 o'clock this morning.
I'm glad you chose us. Now,
I'm not glad I chose you. Dude, I want my money back.
First off, I am very sorry about that. I can just tell you this. Full refund, probably not going to happen.
What do you mean it's not going to happen? You're going to charge me for something I didn't get. You're going to refund me every damn cent.
All right, just hold on.
No, every cent you're going to pay me back.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just see what I can do for you and go from there. Hey, so I just talked to our manager. This is what I could do for you. I can give you $10 off your purchase and put it towards your next order. So that's what I have.
Are you out of your mind? It was $150. You're going to give me $150. You're going to give me... That doesn't even make any sense. You're going to give me $10 off my next order? There will never be another order.
Okay.
I will never use your company again.
Well, it's kind of like putting it away in the savings.
Let me talk to your manager.
Well, no, he is very...
You're obviously an idiot, and I need to speak to somebody who is in a higher position of authority than you, because I want all of my money back.
I could do $15, and I can call Emily and say sorry on your behalf and say, you know, it's not your fault, it's our fault.
You're not going to call my girlfriend, man. You're not going to call anybody. I want nothing more to do with you or your company. Send the flowers and give me my damn money back.
I'll have one of our managers call you back in a little bit.
What's a little bit, dude? Because it took you 9 hours.
Oh, okay, well, trust me, it's a very hectic day. You wouldn't put this much pressure on Santa Claus if...
What are you kidding me? Have your manager call me back.
Oh, my God. He's flipping out right now.
And you got these flowers, right, Emily?
Yeah. No, they're gorgeous.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to have you call him back, kind of push his buttons a little bit, because I'm sure he's very upset right now. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Hold on.
Hello?
Hey. How's it going?
Oh, hey. I just got off the phone with this at the florist, and I'm waiting for a damn manager to call me back. It's really upsetting.
Well, when did you order these flowers?
Because,
it's the busiest day of the year. I mean, if you ordered them last minute, then maybe they were just swamped.
Emily, I ordered them a month ago.
It's okay. You don't have to lie. You don't have to make something up about how long ago you ordered the flowers. Like, it's fine. Men don't think a month ahead for Valentine's Day. It's okay.
I did. I ordered them a month ago. I can show you online where my transactions. I can show you where my banking account got charged.
Like, okay.
No, really.
Okay, well, look, I'm really looking forward to dinner tonight.
I did everything I was supposed to do. These guys f***ed up.
You would not believe what people have been saying to me all day at work. Like, everyone's asking secretively, like, is everything okay? Are you and Drew, like, having a rough patch? I don't want to explain, like, no, we're fine. My boyfriend just didn't order the flowers on time.
No.
So, like.
Are you serious? Tell them I ordered them. They didn't come. I ordered them.
So they didn't arrive.
I ordered them on time.
Hey, Drew, just hang on 1 second. I've got a call I have to take. So just hang on one second for me. it's the flower company. They're calling to apologize to me.
Son of a bitch. Are they still on the line?
Yeah.
Connect the call.
Yeah.
Connect the call to me right now, please.
Okay.
I am deeply sorry again. Your boyfriend did have good intentions. In all fairness, he did order them yesterday, so it doesn't really...
I didn't order them yesterday. Didn't I tell you not to call her? What did I tell you?
Drew, I do apologize. I just wanted to do the right
always
thing.
Always waits until the last minute. It is totally not your fault.
I didn't wait until the last minute, man. You can look at my bank account receipt when I paid for these flowers a month ago.
It's okay.
It's not okay, man. It's not okay. Stop saying it's okay. Stop saying you're sorry. You me.
Drew, my name is actually Garrett from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
What?
Hey, sweetheart, I got the flowers.
Nah, just get phone tapped.
Phone tap.
Wow. Isn't it just like a guy? He knows he did the right thing. I got the receipt. I'll show it to you.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran. Show.